This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Russia's making gains in eastern Ukraine, but at what cost? And WNBA star Brittany Griner is now asking President Biden directly to help get her out of Russia, where she's been detained since February. We start with Russia declaring victory in one part of Ukraine. It says they now have full control over one of the two provinces in the Donbas region in the eastern part of Ukraine. It wasn't without tough losses, though. Question is now, can Russia put together a strong enough offensive to make more gains? Journalist Phil Idner is in Ukraine. Rob Archer and I talked to him and asked who's going to wear down who first, because this war could last for weeks, months, years.
Yeah, I mean, potentially it could. But I don't think it's going quite the way the Russians had anticipated. We clearly see that they've adjusted their battle plan from, taking much more territory now back to falling back on taking just the Donbass and the land bridge that will connect them to Crimea and their naval bases there. But it certainly does look as though they're making progress, the Russians are, on the other side of the river. But the Ukrainians are saying that these are planned retreats, that they are slowing the enemy as much as they possibly can, and making them pay for every kilometer, every mile that they take.
You know, it's kind of interesting because a lot of experts are saying that Russia is militarily is depleted right now. So if they get control of these regions, they've got to maintain that control, and that takes resources that they are, really struggling to contain. In the meantime, Ukraine's getting a lot of help from the world outside. It's getting more weapons and systems sent to it. It's getting money, getting infusions of cash and supplies and things like that, whereas Russia really is not. So is it possible that Russia takes control of this region, does everything it can to hold on to it, and then sues for peace? And if they do that, I don't think Ukraine is going to agree. So then where do we go from there?
I think that's a fair estimation of one scenario, a very probable scenario that's been laid out. And I agree with you. I don't know if the Ukrainians will allow the Russians to simply sue for peace, because taking the territory is one thing, holding on to it is a complete other. And we're not hearing a lot of news coming out of Russian-occupied Ukraine, but what we do hear is that the Ukrainians maintain civil disobedience. They're making sure that security forces are needed to occupy those places, not, you know, they can't just take it and then continue on to the next objective, because there are disruptive forces within Ukraine itself. It's not going to simply lie down and allow itself to be occupied. So, you know, they're going to have to exert money. They're going to have to exert capability, military capability, to maintain that territory. And as you say, all the while that Russia is expending its military capabilities, whether that's, you know, in occupying territories or whether or not that's on the front lines, they're being depleted all the while that Ukraine is being resupplied from the West.
Where are we with manpower, though? Is that still very hard to determine on both sides? I mean, Ukraine claims high casualties for Russia. There probably have been very high casualties. But are we clear on Ukraine's losses, even?
You know, every side of a war is going to try and control that kind of information as best as possible. But, you know, clearly Ukraine is taking a major toll. They are losing soldiers, admittedly, even from the president's office, that, you know, they float around the 200 men a day taken off the line. And, you know, Russia potentially has about three times the population that they can draw upon if they were to call up a mass mobilization than Ukraine does. But the difference is, in a lot of ways, the fact that the Ukrainians maintain a very high morale. They maintain a lot of well-trained soldiers that are using this technology as best as they possibly can, these new weapons that they're getting. And the Russians, we are also aware, on their side of the equation, are having morale problems. They're having problems in terms of getting soldiers, and they still are trying to keep the cost in terms of human casualties away from the major population centers, so St. Petersburg or Moscow, in a way to try and keep the average Russian away from the true costs of losing their population, either killed in action or wounded in action. So another circumstance where the Ukrainians have a capability they can draw upon that the Russians are only being diminished on.
Journalist Phil Idner from Kyiv in Ukraine. Phil, thank you as always. WNBA star Brittany Griner remains in custody in Russia as her trial will continue later this week. She's accused of possessing cannabis oil that was found in her airport luggage back in February. She wrote a letter to the president, President Biden, asking him not to forget about her and the other overseas American detainees. Miatek Bodashinsky is professor of U.S. foreign policy at Pomona College and a former State Department diplomat in Albania and Kosovo. Rob and I asked him if Russia was holding on to Griner because of the U.S. stance on the war in Ukraine, or if Russia is looking for a prisoner swap, concessions of some kind.
I think a little bit of both. I think, you know, we're obviously, relations are at probably lowest they've ever been since the dark days of the Cold War. And so I think anything they can do that upsets us, you know, they see as a gain. But yes, I think that they're also hoping for some sort of deal.
And how would that work, and what would it look like? I mean, who do we have to give up to get her back? And does it factor in that she's famous and there's all this attention and she's a big star there and a star here? So you would have to up whatever you give in exchange?
Yeah, let me answer the second question first. I think that, you know, the more the Russians understand how important, you know, they feel how important any particular hostage is to us, right? I'm using the word hostage. I think that's the word that the State Department has used. And the more important they are to us, the bigger concession or the bigger, you know, payment, so to say, they think they can get. And so, you know, I understand why Ms. Griner's family is going to the media, and her letter to President Biden, all that makes sense. It's a desperate situation. But that also, in a way, you know, signaling to the Russians, that pressure on President Biden, signaling to the Russians that she's more important and therefore, you know, then the price is going up. Right. That's one view. it doesn't necessarily have to be a person that's traded, right? It could also be some other thing. It could be concessions on sanctions. I doubt that President Biden is going to do that. But it could be, for instance, diplomatic property that the Obama administration confiscated here in the U.S. So it could be something that's not a person.
And I know that there's no way that we can know for sure, because obviously she's not going to be allowed to talk about it. But in your view and with the knowledge that you have, how do you think that the Russians are treating her as she's being detained?
I mean, I don't know if I can answer a question about the particular conditions of detention. We've heard from some, you know, some other detainees about that a bit. I think they have to be somewhat cautious, you know, not to treat her too badly, lest that you know, leads us to treat, you know, people that there are people that we're holding the same way, or to you know, retaliate in some other way. But I can say that the Russian Federation is a country that where there is no rule of law, where there are, you know, everything is up to the whims of Putin and his power structure and his secret police and so on. So I can say with great certainty that there's no way that she's going to get a fair trial.
Well, I mean, yeah, look at the charges at the outset, right? So they say we found cannabis oil, and if they did or if they didn't, who knows? But instead of just saying, hey, we found this in there and you're not supposed to have it and here's whatever fine or penalty, they say you're a drug smuggler now. Well, okay, no, you're not. She's bringing some hash oil in or out, and maybe she's not supposed to, but, you know, this is how far they go in the charging scheme.
Yeah, it's part of the Russian playbook and has been for a very long time. And of course, Russian citizens were the first, you know, various, you know, dissident journalists and others who ran afoul of the Putin regime were the first ones to suffer from it.
Miatek Bodashinsky, professor of U.S. foreign policy, Pomona College.
A top U.S. diplomat has urged allies of Ukraine to help the country meet its immediate and urgent needs as scores of countries wrapped up a two-day conference aimed at helping Ukraine recover from the war when it eventually ends. U.S. Ambassador Scott Miller adding a dose of urgency to the recovery conference. Ukraine's prime minister a day earlier presenting a $750 billion plan to help his country both recover now where possible, as well as in the immediate aftermath of the war and over the long term. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.